And we're still talking, we're on Yutesh Shomet Aleph at the bottom, the last word. We're still talking about where a Nezik started in Reshus HaRabin and ended in Reshus HaYochid, if Regel is Chayiv or not. Eini, L'homer Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Chatzi Nezik Cholok, Lo Reshus HaYochid, Lo Reshus HaRabin. You would never find Chatzi Nezik where there's a difference between Reshus HaYochid and Reshus HaRabin. So Lechara, that would include Tzoros. So we see that what's it called? The Tzoros is Chayiv in Reshus HaRabin, like Karen, and even though it's a told of Regel, since it's Chatzi Nezik. My love, he teases Reshus HaRabin, the Zika Reshus HaRabin. Isn't it talking where it damaged in Reshus HaRabin, and the Tzoros started in Reshus HaRabin? And you see that the Shiloh we had of Tzoros, since it's Chatzi Nezik, even though it's a told of Kedil, is Chayiv in Reshus HaRabin like Karen, right? We see that that's not the case. Mar says, lo, he teases Reshus HaRabin, the Hizik of Reshus HaYochid. It's talking where it started the Tzoros in Reshus HaRabin. But Lamaisa, the Hezik was in Reshus HaYochid. Mar says, lo, Amar Sakira Ein Kan Anocha Yeshkan. You were the one who said, right, that if the Hezik started in Reshus HaRabin by Regel, it's Potter. So how can you answer that there's a difference between whether the Tzoros actually did the damage in Reshus HaRabin or the Tzoros started the damage in Reshus HaRabin? Should be no difference. I have charota from that, but if it started in Reshus HaRabin and ended in Reshus HaNizik, then taka yirchaya. But if everything was done in Reshus HaRabin, Tzoros is potter in Reshus HaRabin like Regel. Iboy same, another answer. Ki omer Rav Yochanan Karen. When it says we never find Chatzi Nezek Cholok between Reshus HaRabin and Reshus HaYochid, it's not talking about all Chatzi Nezek. It's talking about Chatzi Nezek of Karen. Rashi. V'amar Rav Yochanan v'kamam b'hai Pirkin. Ki k'omar Rav Yochanan en Chatzi Nezek Cholok al Chatzi Nezek de Karen k'omar. Desiv yechetzum v'chotzu trey zimne. Lafuki mimam de porich l'kamon v'lo tehe Karen b'shus HaRabin m'chayeves klum. Mikal v'chomer. The opposite kal v'chomer from the Tarfet. Right. If Shane and Reg are Chayiv Nezek Sholem in Reshus HaNizek, are Potter completely in Reshus HaRabin, Karen, which is only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek in Reshus HaNizek, surely should be Potter in Reshus HaRabin. So Lafuki from that Kal v'chomer, no, Karen is Chayiv in Reshus HaRabin. Aval Chatzi Nezek did Tzoros l'olam Potter Reshus HaRabin, but Chatzi Nezek of Tzoros he never was referring to. He was only referring to Karen. Chatzi Nezek Tzoros is Taka Potter and Reshus HaRabin because it's told of Karen. Told of Regel. Okay. Yosef Reb Yehuda Nesia, the Reb Oshia Akila the Reb Yehuda, right? Reb Yehuda and Reb Oshia were sitting in the garden, I guess, of Reb Yehuda. Nofak Nilsa Mibinayu. Then came up with the following. This following Shiloh. What happens if the animal, waved its tail and damaged? Or Merlei, Idach, Vichiyochazenu Biznova Vyelech? Like, well, that's, of course, the derech for an animal to wag its tail. So that's, right, wasn't going to hold the tail in Rishus HaRabim? So, in Rishus HaNizish, it doesn't do damage. Where it says Yehachi Karen Nami Neima V'Chiyoch Zenu B'Karen V'Yelech, let's say the same thing about Karen, right? Is a guy going to hold his animal by the horns that shouldn't do damage? So if it damages with Karen, should also be Chayiv Nezek Shali. No, therefore if it damages, right? Okay, no, just the opposite, right? The guy's supposed to hold the tail of the animal. That's not reasonable. Therefore, if it damaged with the tail, it's what's it called? It's not Chayiv. The same thing goes with Karen, we should say. The guy's supposed to hold the horns of his animal, shouldn't damage, so he should be potter there too. Ihachi Karen, nomi name of the Chiyozeno, but Karen v'yelech, hachi hashta. Karen, lavurchehu. Right? Karen's not normal. Zainachanami. He, what's it called, the animal therefore did something that's not normal, the person, what's it called, therefore is chayiv. Ha urche, this is normal. The urche, if it's urche, what's the question? Kishkush is seirim doily. It wagged its tail extra, more than normal. Let's see Rashi. Ikakila, parka, shalifnei abayis, the yard in front of the house, garden. Kishkisho biznava mahu, urchahu, uptura b'shus harab malo. Is that normal, right? And therefore in b'shus harab you'd be potter by regal, or not? Where it says, v'chi yozena, baal, biznava, v'yelech, v'abi potter b'shus harab. What are you supposed to do? Hold the tail? Of course it's normal. Since it's normal, b'shus harab you're potter. Where it says, ha urchahi, but told of the regal he. So Mara says, if that's the case, then Aaron should be potter b'shusarabim. What are you supposed to do? Hold on to the animal's horns? Mara says, no. Karen is not normal. So you should have been watching out to see if it's gonna gore. But this is a normal thing. How in the world are you supposed to lead your animal? B'shusarabim, you have to hold its tail all the time? It's a normal thing for it to wag its tail. Therefore, you're potter. Kishkush yisayirim kim boyale, I urchehu aloha. Wags the tail extra. Is that also normal or not? If it's not, then it's Karen and Yechayiv, and if it is, then it's Regal and Yepater and Shusarabin. Okay. Boy Rav Eino, Kishkisho Ba'amosa Mahu. Right? It wagged its male member. Mi Amrin and Midi Dehavia Karen. Karen Lav Yitzra Katokifle. Hochenami Loshno. Odilma Karen Kavanosa Lahazik. So is this like Karen, right? Just like Karen, what made it gore, right? The Yetzer Hara got to it. So same thing over here, or maybe not. Karen, the mice, it's Kavanos Lahazik. That's why it's Chayiv and Rishus Harabim. But this is not Kavanos Lahazik. This didn't have Kavana to be Mazik anything. It just the Yetzer got it to wag its male member, but it didn't have kavana to be mazik. Teku Rashi. No Rashi. Here is one. Hatarnigolim muadim lahaloch kedarkon l'shaber. Omrav huna lo shanu elish nikshur me'elav. So it says over here that if it was a dliel kosher, so it's chayiv. So where it says that's only if the dliel got wound around the leg of the chicken by itself. Av a kosher adam chayiv. But if somebody tied it on, the person who tied it on is chayiv. Av a kosher adam chayiv. Where it says nikshur me'elav man chayiv, it got tied on by itself. Who's chayiv for the dliel, right? Ilay mabal hadliel hechidami. If you're talking about the person who owns the dliel, right? And he didn't tie it on, but it got tied on by itself. Hechidami, ida atzne onusu. If he hid it, and guarded it, that it shouldn't become, nobody should fall on it, and nobody should be nichshul on it. And now the chicken got it wound around his leg, it's an onus. So why should he be chayiv? The lo atzne posheyahu. And if he didn't hide it, then he's a posheyah. Elechayev balatarnigol. The balatarnigol is chayev. So ma'ishna kula nezik delo. Dechsiv ki yiftach ish bor velo shor bor. Chachinez nami ish bor velo shor bor. L'chora, it's talking where the balatarnigol is chayev. Now we think that the damage was done like this. The tarnigol had a dalil tied onto its leg, and it kicked the dalil away, and somebody came and tripped over the dalil where the tarnigol kicked it to. So it's bor. So the chara, why you chayiv chatzi nezik? Because it's, the halacha is that if your shore makes a bor, you're potter. And here that's what happened. The tarnigol made the bor. Because it didn't damage in the place where the other person left it, or the other person, no other person here, right? It damaged away. The dalil didn't do damage because the tarnigol threw it on something. It threw it over into the ground and somebody came and tripped on it. So that you shouldn't be chayiv anything. Not even chatzi nezik. Because the halacha is ish bor velo shor bor. You're not chayiv for a bor that your animal created. Ela masnisim ba'ad yaduye. V'chi itmar d'rav huna bi'alma itmar. Right? It's talking where the animal didn't throw the dalil and then somebody came and tripped on it. Talking where the animal threw the dalil and what's it called and it damaged while it was going. It's regular tsroros. and Rav Huna that said, what's it called? El Shaniksha Me'elov, Abba Kosher Adam Chayev, is Stam talking about a regular case. Not the case where, of our Mishnah, where Adi Aduye, where the damage was done with the Dalil as it was moving. Dalil Hefker. Rav Huna, that's what Rav Huna said, his din in the following. Dalil Hefker. You have a Dalil of Hefker. Rav Huna, Niksher Me'elov Potter. If that dalil became tied on to the leg of a tarnagol by itself, then you're potter. There's nobody to be chayiv. Kashro adam chayiv. But if somebody tied it on, then he is chayiv. Mishum mai chayiv. What's he chayiv? Omer Rav Huna, Omer Manuach. Mishum boro miskalgav ragliom ragli behema. Here it's like where Rav Huna said his case. It's talking not where the animal damage by throwing the dalil on something and breaking it. That's throros. That's why you're chayiv chatzin nezik. Right, it's talking where the a person tied it on, and even though it didn't do damage in the place where he tied it onto the tarnagol, right, but it got loose from the tarnagol and somebody tripped over it in another place. So that is chayiv mishum bor, and not that the shore made the bor, the person who tied it on made the bor. Except it didn't damage in the place where I tied it on. It damaged somewhere else. That we learned already in the first parak. Mishum boro hamiskalgul v'ragli adam v'ragli behema. Even though it's not exactly like bor, because it didn't do damage in the place where you dug it, where you created it. But we learn what's it called in the first parak, that a ribui, that bor is chayiv, even if you did, it didn't do the damage where you made it. It went and somebody got damaged on it in another place. But you created that boar in Rishus HaRabim, and it doesn't make a difference where the boar did the damage in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. What? Is it more like Aish? No, because the Aish does the damage itself. Here, the person got damaged on the boar. Right? The person doesn't get damaged on the fire does damage. Here, the person came and tripped on the boar. So he got damaged on the boar, but the boar didn't hurt him. Rashi. Lo shanu, the chatzin nezik v'sulo, that halacha that you're only chayiv chatzin nezik, this is what we think Rav Huna is saying, ela shenikshar mi'elav, hadlil beregel hatarnigol, that's only where the dlil got tied on by itself, avo koshro adam chayiv, but if somebody tied it on, hakosher nezik sholi, then the person who tied it on is chayiv nezik sholi. The havi bor, because it's a halacha bor. The nisko bo adam chay nisko. If somebody tripped on it, he's chayiv nizik sholing for that person. So Mara says, niksha me'elov the masnis and man chayiv. If a Mishnah's talking by niksha me'elov, so who's going to be chayiv chasinezik? L'shlume chasinezik. Who's going to be chayiv chasinezik? Ibal hadlil shein hatarnigol shalo. If the person who tied it on, what's it called? The person who owns the glil but didn't tie it on. Right? So Manavshach. If he hid his dalil and it got tied on, even though he protected it, he guarded it, then he's an honest. He should be potter completely. Posheahu, the Kule Nezik boy Lishlume, Shari Borahu Shishlichu Lushusarabin. And if the what's it called, he didn't watch it, then why is he Chayiv Chatzin Nezik? He should be Chayiv Nezik Sholin. I didn't watch my boar and got tied onto a tarnagol and did damage. So I should be chayim nezik sholim, not chatzin nezik, even if I didn't tie it on. Because I was posheya, I left the boar, Mishus HaRabim, that this animal then came and moved. So I should be chayim nezik sholim. Why chatzin nezik? Ela da'atz, neva beso, v'hotziu ha-tarnigol mi beso, v'chayim ha-tarnigol. Right? Elamite's talking where he hid it, and the tarnigol took it out of the house, and what's it called? And the Bala Tarnagol is chayiv. Mor says that you're not chayiv on your Tarnagol's boar. Then the Tarnagol created the boar. Because originally this Dalil was in the house, guarded. Who created it as a boar and put it in Rishus HaRabim? The Tarnagol. Right? Ish boar below shore boar. Ki yichre ish boar amrachmana. Below ki yichre shore boar. Behind Dalil Tarnagol karo. There, the Tarnagol made the boar in Rishus HaRabim. So, you're not chayiv anything. Surely not chayiv nezik sholim, or even chatzin nezik. Ela masnisen lo mesuk me'ela ba'ad yaduye. Our Mishnah, which says chatzin nezik, has to be talking by tzroros. That, not that the dalil what's it called, came separated from the leg and somebody tripped over it. But the glial, the animal, kicked the glial and it damaged something. Shezorek ha-tarnigol ha-glial v'shiber b'zrikasso kelim v'avit tzroros v'afilu koshru adam nami lo mishalim el ha-chatzinezek. And even if somebody tied it onto the tarnigol, he's only going to be chayiv chatzinezek because it's tzroros. Chatzinezek bala tarnigol v'akosher potter shalom nishkal adam v'boro. And the guy who tied it on is not going to be chayiv because it didn't damage because of what he did. It damaged because of what the tarnigol did. So therefore, the bala tarnigol is going to be chayiv chatzinezek, right? The Rav Huna lo mesukma. So when Rav Huna said that chayiv nezek shalem, right, and the person who tied it is chayiv, is talking in a case where it didn't do damage because the tarnigol kicked it onto something, but the tarnigol kicked it, and it went and sat in Rishus HaRabim somewhere, this delil, and somebody came and tripped on it. So that's what Rabbi Shimon is talking about, not on the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, there's no way that it could be Chayiv Chatzinezek for anybody unless it was Tzroros. Ela bi'alma itmar, v'hochi itmar, delil hefker. So if you have a delil of hefker, right, and the tarnigol, and now it got wrapped around the tarnigol's leg, niksha me'eva b'tarnigol v'nisko b'ladim potter. Demand the chayiv. If it got tied onto the tarnigol's leg by accident, right, then the potter completely. Because who should be chayiv? Delil lesley bailiv. The delil itself is ownerless. So the bala delil can't be chayiv because there is no bala delil. Bala tarnigol nomi ish borom rachman v'lo shorbor. And here, if it damaged on the ground because the tarnigol deposited there, that's a bore that the tarnigol dug and created, and they're not chayiv on the bore that your tarnigol or your animal created. So there, nobody will be chayiv. Kosher adam chayiv. That's where Rav Huna said that if somebody tied it, then that person chayiv. Hakosher. Why? The kanye bagbo. When he picked up this dlil of hefker, he was kone it. The yesh lo lahay dlil bailim. And now, what's it called? He's chayiv mishum mai mechayiv. The halab bor ma'al yahu. It's not a regular bor. Shari lo hizik b'mokum shekashro sham. When you dig a bor or you place something in Rishus HaRabin, it usually does damage where you placed it. Here, where he placed it on the leg of the tarnigol, it didn't do damage. The tarnigol deposited it somewhere else and it did damage there. Right? So you didn't actually dig this bor in this place. The bor that you dug moved. Right? Tarnigol goru l'makom acher borahom iskal good maisina perakamba batzad hashoveh. The Gemara learned from the tzad hashoveh from all the nezikin that bor hamiskalgul is also chayiv from the tzad hashoveh between bor and eish, right? Because eish isn't mazik in the place where you did it, but what's it called, but it mazik somewhere else. And the Gemara says, yeah, but eish is what's it called, does the damage itself, and bor is you damage on it. Marsan mitzava shava, you learn it from both of them. But it's bora miskalgil. Okay. So the Mishnah. Ketzad hashen mu'edes lechol asaroyla. Shein is a mu'ed to eat things that are normally eaten by an animal. Ha behema mu'edes. Now we said behema, shein is chai, and this is behema mu'edes. Lechol peros v'yurakos. So it's a mu'ed to eat peros and yurakos. Och laksus okele mishan chatzinezek. Because it's mishunah. It's not normal, and therefore it's keren. If it eats clothing or kelim, v'medvarim amorim b'shus hanizik, it's only chayiv in b'shus hanizik. Avushus harabim potter, but shein is potter in b'shus harabim because it says v'shilach es biiro ubir b'zdei acher in the b'shus hanizik. V'im nehenes mishalem es mashen nehenes. However, if it got enjoyment, you pay what it got enjoyment in b'shus harabim. We'll see one second. Okay, so mishalem es mashen nehenes. If it damaged in Rishus HaRabim, you pay for what your animal benefited, not for the hezek, but what the animal benefited, you have to pay. But if it you don't pay for the whole damage. In other words, if the animal got a meal, it could have eaten very cheap things. It ate expensive things, you only chayiv for the meal that person's who owned the Arakos saved you a meal. But if it did it in Rishus HaYach, Nizik, but see they Rechava, which is considered Rishus HaNizik, there you pay the entire Nezik. Mipesach HaChanus Mishalemes Mashal HaHenis, because that's still Rishus HaRabin, that's not Rishus HaNizik, from the entrance to a store. Mipesach HaChanus Mishalemes Mashal Zika. Rashi. Keser HaShen Mu'edis U'Mishani Lechles HaRoyla. It's Mu'ed to eat things that are normal. Mishalemes Chatzin Nezik to Mishunahu. If it ate things that aren't normal, it's a told of Karen. Why you potter in Rishus HaRabin? Nothing more is in this basket. Masha Nehenis left Hashlumim Ma'alya Ninukin Mefarish Big Mora. Masha Nehenis is not full payment. It's only what the eating saved you from feeding it another meal. You could have fed it cheap things. So you only pay Lefi what you were saved from having to feed the animal, but not the actual hezek. Mitzive harachov mishlamis mashizika kedin keren. Tam chatzin nezek umuad nezek shalim umarish mishlamis. In those cases, it's considered what's it called keren. You chayiv chatzin nezek. What's it called? Or for a tam and nezek shalim for a muad. The Gemara will discuss this whole thing, how the cases are. What's called mashizika? What's called mashenahenis? Why Shidei Rishus HaRabim is different than the Rishus HaRabim, why the Pesach HaChanus is different than the Chanus, all of that, that's what the Gemara is going to speak about.
Okay, and the Gemara on the Tesamid base. Tana Rabbanim, Hashem Mu'edis Lechol Es HaRoyla Keser, Behema Shenichnas L'Chatzar HaNizek. Again, Shein is only Chayiv in Rishus HaNizek, Patron Rishus HaRabim. So a Behema that went into Rishus HaNizek, the Ochla Ochlin Haruinla, the Shosasa Mashkin Haruinla, Mishal Nezik Shalim. That's a regular case of Shein. Ate or drank things that are normal, so that's Shein and Schaib. The Kain Chaya, Shenichnas Olachotra Nizik, the Torfa Behema of Ochla, right? Same thing, a Chaya that went into Chotra Nizik and killed an animal and ate it. The Ochla Basar, Mishal Nezik Shalim, that's normal. For a chaya, a wolf, a lion, to go and kill an animal and eat it. Upara, she'ochla sa'orim, a para that ate sa'orim, which is normally food for a chamor. But if it's hungry, it'll eat sa'orim too. The chamor, she'ochla karshinon, and the chamor that ate karshinon, which is normally food for a para. But if it's hungry, it'll also eat it. It doesn't eat it normally, but it's not abnormal. If it's hungry, it's normal. So even if it's not hungry, it's still considered normal. The kelev shalikik es hashemen, kelev that lapped up oil, the chazir she'ochel chaticha shel basar, or a chazir that ate a piece of meat, mishalem nezek shalim. All those things are considered roy. Amar papa, hasha the amras kol midi delav urche ve'ochlele adidei hadchak shmei achil, that are not the normal diet of these animals. But if they're hungry, they'll eat it. That's called al-yidei ad-chak. When they're forced to, they'll eat it. So then, if that's considered a derech, the roi, that's considered what's it called, urche, and it's shein, it's not karen, then therefore it follows hai shunra, the ochel tamri, a cat that ate dates, the chamra, the ochel binisa, or a chamor that ate some kind of kress, mishalim nezek shalim. Because same thing, even though it's not its normal diet, but when it's hungry, it'll eat these things, that's considered normal. Okay, see Rashi. Upara she'ochla sa'orim, shehein maichel chamor. Normally, sa'orim are what donkeys eat, not what cows eat. The chamor she'ochla karshinon, shehein maichel para. The chen chazir the kelev afal gav the enom regilin bekav. It's not their normal diet. Hoil v'urchayil mechlino al yidei adchak. Since when they're hungry, it's normal for them to eat these things. Kishehein ra'edim ru'im lohem korinim bay. Even when they're not hungry. Kol midi delav urche. Kol midi delav urche lemechol kol shah. It's not something that's its normal diet. V'ochla yidei adchak. But when it's hungry, it'll eat it. Kolomar v'urche lemechol yidei adchak ki honey. Right, so therefore shmei achila v'afilu shelo yadei adchak, and even therefore if it's not hungry, it's considered normal because it's within the parameters of the food of this animal. Sometimes, so therefore, it's always considered normal for that animal. Shunra da'achol tamrei. Urchei lemechleinu ayatzchak. Same thing over here. Cats don't usually eat dates. But if they're hungry enough, they'll eat them. Avoksus v'keilim afilo ayatzchak lav urchei lemechleinu elemiskavin lahazik. However, other things, like clothing and keilim, there it's not normal to eat even ayatzchak. So when the animal does chew on them or whatever, it's in order to damage them. That's Karen. Okay. Okay. Hahu chamra do'achal nahama upalse lasala. There was a chamor that ate some bread and it chewed up, according to Rashi's main pshat, it chewed up the basket the bread was in, the bread basket. So chive Rav Yehuda l'shal nezik sholim an nahama v'asala chasi nezik. So Rav Yehuda was mechayven to pay nezik sholim the pas, because that's normal within certain parameters for a donkey to eat, but it's not normal to eat a basket, and he's only mechayvim chatzi nezik. And Rashi says in Bavo chatzi nezik is knas, you're not gova knas. Talking, he said you're chayv to pay him half nezik. I can't take it from you, but if he grabs it, it's good. So he meant that he didn't take the chatzi nezik from him. He just paskin that he's chayv him chatzi nezik. Where it says why. Kiven the urche lemechol nahama urche nami leflusei sala, right? Lachora, since it's eating already the bread from the basket, it's normal to go over and chew the basket too. Where it says the ochel v'hodr polish. No, it finished the bread and then it went for the basket. So it didn't eat and chew at the basket at the same time it was eating the bread. So then it's not urcha at all for the basket. Mar says, Upas urchehu, it's normal for donkeys to eat bread. Veraminu, ochla pas ubasar v'tavshil mishalim chatzi nezek. Right? If a donkey eats bread or meat or something cooked, it pays chatzi nezek. Right? So my lab behemoth, I'm not talking about behemoths like a chamor. It's not normal for behemoths to eat these things. They eat grain or whatever. They don't eat these things. Where it says lo bechaya, a chaya is normal to what's it called? Is not normal to eat these things, pas, basar, and tavshil. Lo bechaya, so my chaya basar urchehu. A chaya eats meat, right? The chaya is dogs and wolves and lions eat meat. Where it says the matvi, no, it's talking where it was what's it called? It was roasted meat. They eat raw meat. They don't eat roasted meat. Biboyisema betavya. Or it's called, they're talking about a deer. And a deer, what's it called, doesn't eat meat and bread. The boy same ala olam behema. It's talking about a behema. Right? Ubitsora, and it's talking where, what's it called, where it ate off the table. Usually eats if it doesn't go off on the table and eat it off the table. That's shloka derech, Rashi. Upalse, chewed up the basket. Lishnachrina palse sodko, it cracked the basket. Veloshamati, Masha, it chewed on the basket. Asala chatzi nezik, the mishunahu. It's not normal to eat baskets. The kagon the tofas nizik, the ain don in dine knosas, bavavel palganiska knosa. Doesn't mean that if Yehuda actually collected the chatzi nezik. He just paskin that Yerushchayev, and if he grabbed it, he can keep it. Urche l'tluse sala, kishu loe sa pas, loe sa salimo. When it's chewing the bread, so he's not so discriminate, then he chews the basket also. Morris says, no, first he ate the bread, then he went after the basket. That's Mishulna. B'chaya she'ein darko v'pas, afilo al yedei atchak. Right? Chayas don't eat bread even if they're hungry. But a chamor, if he's hungry, will eat bread too. The matve tzliyesh, right? Doesn't eat meat that is cooked, only eats raw meat. Betavya tzvi ain't dark of a pasavos. So it's talking about a deer. A deer is a chaya, and it doesn't eat bread and meat. Deers don't eat meat. Ubipsora shala shulchan achlo, shein dark of a kach. It went and jumped up on the table and ate these things from the table. It's not the derech of a behema to do that. Okay, cows don't jump up on the table to eat things. Okay, ahu barcha, there was a goat the chazal lifta apuma de dona. He saw some lettuce, some whatever kind of vegetable, on the top of a barrel.
Turnip.
Of a what?
If it's turnip, I think.
Turnip. Okay, could be. Apuma de dona on top of a barrel. Sorich solik achlo lifta v'tavri ledona. So jumped up on the barrel, ate the turnip, and broke the kli, broke the barrel. So chivi rava lifsa v'adona nezek shalim. He's mechayiv him both for the turnip, which is shein, and for breaking the barrel nezek shalim. Chora my timer, given to urche lemecha lifta urche lisruche lemesalik. Since it's a derech to eat the turnip, it's a derech to try to get up on it, and breaking the barrel was regular. It's normal to jump up like that onto the barrel in order to get to the turnip. Ashi hahu barcha eiz. Okay. Omar re'ilfa. Behema b'shus harabim. Upashta tzavara. The ochla me al gabi chaverta. I had a behema standing in Rishus HaRabim, and there's another behema in Rishus HaRabim also, and the other behema has saddlebags or whatever, or things on it with food in it. And he went, and he, what's it called, extended his neck and ate from the back of the other animal. Chayev. Why? Because that's not Rishus HaRabim. Even though the animal's in Rishus HaRabim, but the animal that has the food on its back is Rishus HaNizik. So he's eating from Rishus HaNizik. That animal is Rishus HaNizik. And he's eating the food on the back of that animal, so you don't consider it as if it's in Rishus HaRabim, you consider it as in Rishus HaNizik. So on the back of the animal that belongs to the Nizik. My timer, Gabi Chaver, Tati Chosra HaNizik Tami. Nice, of the other animals considered Chosra HaNizik. Lema Mesayale, let's say this is a proof to that. Chaisa Kupasum Ufshelis Lachorov. Guy was carrying some food on his back in a kupa, in a container, and the animal went and ate from the container on this guy's back. Chayev is chayev. Kedamar Rava bekofetzes. Right? No, it's talking where, what's it called, that it doesn't chayev nezek sholi. It was chayv chatzi nezek over there because it jumped up to eat it, and that's mishuna. So it's keren. Keren's chayv in Rishus HaRabim. But you're only chayv chatzi nezek. So it wasn't that he was mechayv in nezek sholim because of shein. He was mechayv in chatzi nezek because of keren, and that's chayv in Rishus HaRabim. Hachanami bikofetzes, right? Same thing, just like Rava said in a different case. That's talking where the animal jumped and it was keren. Here also it's talking where it jumped up to eat from the thing, and that's Mishuna, it's Karen, and therefore you're chayv in Rishus HaRabim. But in a chanami, if it ate normally, that's considered Rishus HaRabim l'gabi shein. Because even though the kupa is not sitting in Rishus HaRabim, but the mice of the damage was done in Rishus HaRabim. What do you care that the kupa is tied to the back of the person? The hecha itma the Rava, where did Rava say this thing of kofetzes? Aha the omer of Yehoshua. Behema Rishus HaRabim, holcha v'achla p'tura. Right, an animal in Rishus HaRabim, if it went and ate something in Rishus HaRabim, is potter. Om davi achla chayeves. But if it stood still and ate in Rishus HaRabim, it's chayev. Samara says, Maishna halach holcha de urchehu, om de nami urchehu. What's the difference if it was walking and ate, or it stopped and it ate? Lamaisa, both of them are normal, and they're in Rishus HaRabim, should be potter. Amar Rava de kofetzes. That's what Rava said, it's talking where it didn't stand still and eat. It wasn't eating as it walked. It jumped up and ate. Since jumping for an animal is not normal, it now becomes a told of Karen and Yerchayv and Rishus HaRabim, but only Chatzi Nezek. Rashi. The Kofetzes, Shekofsa V'Ochla Al Tzavora. It jumped up and ate off the neck where the food was on the other animal's neck. She ain't dark of the kach, but told the Karen who. The Chayev is Chatzi Nezek Omer. Says he was Mechayev, he meant only Chatzi Nezek because of Karen. But in Ochanami, Shane, in Rishus HaRabim, doesn't make a difference if it's on the ground or it's on the back of the animal. That's all considered that it did the damage in Rishus HaRabim, not Rishus HaNizik. Boy Reb Zeira, Misgalgil Mahu. The way Rashi learns is the following. The animal, let's like this. Let's see what Rashi. Mahu. Hechigami. Gigon de Kaima Omer Rishus HaYachid. This is the way Rashi learns the sugya. There's a bale of grain in Rishus HaYachid. The Komis Galgal Va'asim Rishus HaYachid Usharam. And the animal rolled it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and ate it in Rishus HaRabim. So my, right? So what's the Shaila? Do you go after where it actually ate it in Rishus HaRabim or where the Nezik started in Rishus HaYachid? It started to roll this thing, it got it in Rishus HaNizik. And it rolled it into Rishus HaRabim. So do we consider the Nezik being done in Rishus HaNizik, because that's where it started, or we go after where it actually ate? Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Tosis learns, no. That kind of case, if it ate in Rishus HaRabim, doesn't make a difference if it started the Nezik in Rishus HaYochid, didn't eat it there or damage it there, it's potter. It's talking in the following case. The bale is rolling from Rishus HaNizik, and if the animal wouldn't have stopped it, it would have ended up in Rishus HaRabim. So it's on its way to Rishus HaRabim. Because the animal stopped it and ate it in Rishus HaNizik, that's why it didn't get to Rishus HaRabim. So do we say that since it was on its way to Rishus HaRabim, so if the animal hadn't stopped it, this thing would have been in Rishus HaRabim, it's considered like it was a Rishus Potter. Or no, since Lamaisi ate it in Rishus HaRabim, right, even though the thing was on the way to Rishus HaRabim, that is Ischayev. That's how Tosus learns. Toshma, Titani Rabbi Chia, Mosui, Miktsasu Bifnim, Miktsasu Bachutz. You have a bale of grain that's partly in the Rishus HaNizik and partly in Rishus HaRabim. Ochla Bifnim Chayeves. If it ate, now we think that, let's say the Parsha Pshat, he ate it inside the Rishus HaNizik, Ischayev. Ochla Bachutz Ptura, but if he ate it on the outside, he's Potter. Now, my lab misgalgavasi, isn't it talking where he ate the whole thing? So even though the part was in Rishus HaNizik, but he rolled it into Rishus HaRabim, the way Rashi learns, then he's chayav. You see that what's it called? That Ochla Bachutz is Potter. Even though it was originally in Rishus HaNizik and he rolled it to Rishus HaRabim, he's Potter. So you see, misgalgel is Potter. Marcus love. Ema achla al mashe bifnim chayeves al mashe bechutz petura. It's talking where he ate part of it. The part that's in Rishus HaNizik is chayevan. The part that's in Rishus HaRabim is paturan. Iboy seima ki kom Reb Chia bepsila das pasta. Right, where Reb Chia said his din over here, where he ate part of whatever, is talking about a something that is not little pieces. So some of it's here and some of it's here, and then misgalgel, it was here and then you made it somewhere else. It's talking about long pieces of aspasta, which the same thing, the one piece, is part in Rishus HaRabim, part in Rishus HaYochid. There, Enochinami, what's it called, since it's not little pieces that were totally, it was never totally in Rishus HaNizik, because part of it always was pushed out. There, if you pull it out or pull it in, it goes where it is now. But Lamaisa, if it was grains that were separate, so part of the grains were completely in Rishus HaNizik, part of the grains were completely in Rishus HaRabim, there is the halacha of Misgalgil, where could be that since it started out in Rishus HaNizik completely and now it's outside Rishus HaRabim, you still chayiv. Okay. But here it never was completely in one Rishus. The one thing, the long thing, part was here, part was there. See Rashi. Tegon dekaimei amir b'rishus hanizik ubehema b'rishus harabim umegalgeles v'osim b'rishus hayochid sharabim. It rolled it from Rishus HaNizik to Rishus HaRabim. My basar achilas lino, to go after where it ate it uptura, he ate it in Rishus HaRabim, says Potter. Or Basar Deshakti Leazinun. Or you go after where the animal took it from. He took it from Rishus HaNizik. The Chayeves. V'hu adin nami I behemer Rishus HaNizik v'amer Rishus HaRabim. The opposite will be also the case. The behemer is in Rishus HaNizik and the bale is in Rishus HaRabim. And he rolled it into Rishus HaNizik. So if you go after where he took it from, he took it from Rishus HaRabim. If you go after where he ate it, he ate it mishus hanizik. The gilgalto mishus harab mishus hayochid, I basar achila azlin chayeves, I basar deshakli le azlin betura. Masri kasoka daitach, am tachas melea saorin. It's talking about a pack full of barley. Little barley grains. The achla bithnim chayeves. And we think now that if he ate it in Rishus HaYochid Yishchayiv, even though he rolled it from Rishus HaRabi. My lab, kigon shachloso kulo. He ate the whole thing. V'hachi komer. Achloso bithnim, if he ate the whole thing inside, kigon shigilgalos kulo bithnim, he rolled the whole thing from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Chayev is chayev. Gilgalto lachus, but if he rolled it to the Rishus HaRabim and ate the whole thing in Rishus HaRabim, he's potter. Alma basar achilas lina. You see, you go after where it eats it. Ate it Mishus HaNizek, even though it started off in Rishus HaRabim, Yechayev. Ate it Mishus HaRabim, even though it started off in Rishus HaNizek, Yepater. Mar says, no, Eimo Achla Al Masha Bechutz Ptura, say differently. Whatever it ate on the outside is Potter. Whatever it ate on the inside is Chayev. It didn't roll at anything. The bale was half inside and half outside. And it ate the whole thing. So on what's outside is Potter, and what's inside is Chayev. We go after where it started. Doesn't make a difference inside or outside. It depends where he took it from to begin with. Right. If he ate the whole thing inside, if he ate the whole thing from the outside, your potter. But it's not talking where it rolled it from one place to the other. The chiomer of chia, the psila the aspeta, mosi shol shachas, all of aruchim, v'rosho echad b'thnim, v'rosho echad lechut. It's not talking about a bale where there's little grains and some of them are totally here and some totally there. It's talking about one long leaf that is half here and half there. The same leaf. The kivan the high ratio ki gorle ozel idach basre. Since if you pull this part, the other part comes with it. Mashenkin by the grains, if you pull this grain, the other grain doesn't come with it. Each grain is a separate thing. Command the monach kula bechadukte. Therefore, you consider it as if it's all in one rishus. You don't know which rishus. So if it pulls it into rishus hanizik, then it considered the whole thing in rishus hanizik because part of it connected to the other part was in Rishus HaNizek. If it pulled it to Rishus HaRabim, you consider the whole thing as being in Rishus HaRabim, because part of it was in Rishus HaRabim and the other part was connected to it. Hilka Chazlin and Basar Behema Ki Kami Boyalon, the Shaila was Kigon Saorin, the Kule Garin Koi Bithnim Obechutz. Every grain is totally either outside or inside. And then you changed its position completely. That's the Shaila Miskalgil. But we didn't change its positions completely. You have one thing, and it's part here, part there. Then wherever it ends up, that's where it was to begin with. The chiach lahai lo ozel hai basrei ilo megalgalei. That's where the shaila was. Psila al shem the oruchu karle psila. It's like a wick. A wick is a long thing. Since it's long, it's like one big wick. What?
You know, the animal itself.
Yeah. You're allowed to be Rishus HaRabim, but you're not allowed to take somebody's thing from Rishus HaNizek. Right? So the animal put its head into Rishus HaNizek where it wasn't supposed to be. And that's where it started the Nezek. You have no business putting your head into my Rishus and taking my thing. So you ate it in Rishus HaRabim. I don't care where you ate it. But the Nezek started from when you took it from my Rishus. You have no business going to put your head in my Rishus.
And the other way around?
The other way around, the same thing. The animal, what's it called, took it from Rishus HaRabim, but he went into Rishus HaNizek to eat it. So you have no business being in my Rishus, right? So anytime you could have walked there, you should have stayed there. Why'd you come into my Rishus to eat? So you took my thing, which happened to be right outside my Rishus, brought it into my Rishus and ate it. You have no business being there.
It's not the mirror image, it's always a chumash.
No, if you go after where it took it from, then when it was in Rishus HaRabim, it started the Nezek and it's potter. Because even though it ended over there, but the mice of the Nezek started in Rishus HaRabim. Or the opposite one. Right? So you always, that's a shaila. Do you go after where the Nezek started
And if it started in Rishus HaNizik, even if the end in Rishus HaRab Mechayev, or the opposite, you go after where it actually happened. And if in the end it ended in Rishus HaRab, it's Potter.